Chapter 67.
Entering Hell. All soul power-based spells are 10% more effective in this realm.
We didn't fall like I was expecting. This was more like stepping through a portal. Smoke swirled, then parted, and I found myself standing upon a wide, hilly plain similar to the hinterland before the war had scorched all the grass away. I looked about, surprised at what I saw. The twisted map of the area was shaped like a rendition of a tornado, a cone that swept back and forth. We were at the narrowest point, the bottom tip of the cone. Behind us was the edge of the map, a wall of swirling and flashing smoke. A portal about 2 miles wide. The light was low, like an eternal twilight. The plains were covered in a thick, colorless grass that felt soft under my paws. A raging river crossed ahead of us, and several miles beyond that, at the far end of the hell map, stood a white, Gothic-style castle that had to be 15 miles across. The castle was lit like an amusement park, a beacon in this dusky world of multicolored moving and flashing lights. All around us, small demons appeared, popping into existence through the fog. They ran from the four of us, Mortazgus, Avanik, Ragel, and Banksy. They swept over the hills, running away toward the army forming on the far side of the raging river. Banksy.
Duke, father, I do not like this place. I can feel them coursing through the earth below me, a constant stream of souls. The damned haunt this world, writhing below us. I do not dare go down there.
I glanced at my soul power meter, and sure enough, it glowed yellow. Huh. I had unlimited soul power while in hell. Ragel strode forward, moving toward the gathering army several miles away. We followed. I turned my attention to the group of demons, and I realized with a start that they were fighting one another. The two sides seemed equally matched, but at this distance, it was difficult to truly tell. It was an army of ants smashing against each other. Who is fighting who? The words came out as grunts and squeaks from my badger mouth. To my surprise, Ragel answered me.
Miphta is asserting control. King Paimon, Emperor Baal's second, is leading an assault against the upstart. Paimon will lose. He was always more show than substance.
We crested a hill, and I gazed upon the form of Miphta. He was even bigger than before, if that was possible. Bigger than Baal. Bigger than the four of us combined. Holy shit. We are fucked. Only one other kaiju currently fought in the distant battle. The world reverberated with each attack. This was a gigantic, armored camel centaur thing with spider legs. The human torso of the camel was that of an overly muscled man, but the face was distinctly female. He, or she, or whatever, was armed with a warhammer the size and shape of a nuclear power plant cooling tower. I could see the blazing crown at this great distance, but I couldn't read it. I assumed this was King Paimon. The Hell Guardian was tall, about the height of the Shrill, but it was not even half the size of his opponent. The camel had a structure on his back, a towering, multi-leveled armored fortress of his own made of wood and copper. The fortress appeared as a town on my simple map overlay, a town named Labal. Dozens of demons rode within and upon the walls of this fort. These demons were armed with automatic pulse rifles, and a stream of red and blue fire poured into the flank of Miphta, who didn't appear to even notice the assault. Miphta did, however, shrink back at the strikes of the giant warhammer.
We must hit once the fight is done, when Miphta is at his weakest. I would suggest joining Paimon, but he and I have had great differences in the past, and I fear he won't accept my help.
I recognized this moment for what it was. The game was giving us a choice. I couldn't consult with Clara, but I knew what we had to do. We should move, now. We'll attack Mifta from the other side, so Paimon won't have a say whether you help or not.
Very well.
He swept his sword and charged forward. We followed. Duke, Banksy, do not engage directly with Mifta. Keep on the demons supporting him. Keep my back safe. Banksy.
Acknowledged!
We pushed forward, fording the river east of the battle. Multiple rickety-looking bridges spanned the rushing mile-wide river, and I inadvertently knocked one over with my passage, dumping hundreds of scrambling zippers into the deep. I didn't know what side they were on. Banksy struggled with the crossing, slipping over his head at the deepest point. But we made it, and we moved to attack. Mifta saw this new threat, and he unleashed his reserves on us. A legion of spinning drivets took to the air, and their onion shape spinning like 1,000 razor blades. Avanik roared, leaping forward and casting swords in the wind, his 5-minute attack. The deadly drivets scattered as a wall of silver tips rushed at them, cutting through their ranks with deadly precision. The quick-moving panther swiped and crashed through the ranks of the suddenly unorganized demons like a whirlwind of death. Throngs of cellar hags and another type of demon, called pain seedlings, rushed at Banksy and me as Ragel took to the air, plunging his sword directly into the back of Mifta. Pain seedlings were small, round, troll-like monsters designed for anti-guardian combat. They stuck to the skin and burrowed, unleashing shrapnel as they tunneled. Just a few short hours ago, I watched a horde of these things take out Blighthorn, the Viceroy Guardian. They'd killed the Guardian faster than a zipper attack. It had been terrifying to behold. Duke. Banksy, no time to argue. Green Hell, now! I scattered out of the way, rushing toward Mifta as streams of green goo showered out of Banksy like he was a goddamn sprinkler. Like he had warned, it was a lot of the sticky green acid. More than I expected. It just kept coming and coming, filling the air with a sweet, vinegar stink that was soon replaced with the overwhelming stench of death. In a matter of seconds, an ocean of green, bubbling acid surrounded the minor guardian. Cellar hags and pain seedlings died by the thousands. Banksy looked miserable as the acid trickled to a stop. Avanik roared in outrage as acid splashed upon his tail. He jumped out of the way, circling around to join me as we attempted to take on the massive boss monster. Ragel's jab had done nothing to the kaiju. Physical attacks didn't faze the monster at all. Paimon and his town of defenders pressed their attack from the opposite side. At the feet of the behemoths, multitudes of demons clashed. I didn't even know where they all came from because not nearly that many had slipped past us. There was no way to tell who was on whose side. A claw formed on Mifta's side and raked across my body just as I approached the kaiju. My health plummeted 30% with that single hit. The kaiju fought all his attackers, forming limbs and appendages in all four directions at once, lunging, parrying, and stabbing. I had the feeling he was toying with us, that we were nothing but an inconvenience, not a real threat. I jammed down on Feral Claw, and the badger rushed forward with a lightning series of tearing, slashing attacks. Meanwhile, Avanik was on the massive kaiju, clawing and biting. The panther's 5-hour attack, called Pleasure Slave, wouldn't be useful against the kaiju. It only worked against targets of the opposite gender, and Clara and I already discussed that it was probably a bad idea for her to cast Hail and Kill, Avanik's fatal attack. It would force Mifta to cast his most expensive spell. That usually forced other guardians to kill themselves with their own fatal attack, but we decided not to try it here. It felt like a trap in this situation, not one we wanted to risk. We would keep it in reserve. My own fatal attack, Batshit Berserker, was powerful enough to rip a hole in Mifta, but I would only use it if it looked like the badger was about to die. Physical damage didn't seem to harm him. Still, the kaiju appeared to be fearful of Paimon's giant hammer. Why was that? I thought for a moment, and then it hit me all at once. I pictured the shrill's anatomy. My guardian was a ball of flesh with a brain in the middle. I pictured that odd, bony jawbone shape in the shrill's mass. What if Mifta was like that? What if he had a vulnerable brain protected by a bony superstructure? That would explain his fear of the hammer.
Logel! I know how to hurt him! We must...
Entering Oblation Chamber.
The world blinked, and I was suddenly in my regeneration spot. The Oblation Chamber. I'd been ejected from direct control. While I had my gross anatomy map, all my other indicators were simply gone. I gazed upon Gulch, who remained in his spot, screaming. What the hell happened?
Warning. A new Groundling player has joined the game. As this game is in co-op mode, you have lost the ability to control Mortazgus. Per the current session's rules, the controller for Mortazgus has been transferred. Player, Jank 2, has joined the game. Warning. Mortazgus' player controller is not within the realm of hell. The Guardian will be recalled in 3, 2, 1.
No. No. No!